Brajadevi Kulam Pratyudhavabhakyam, Uddhava's words to the goddesses of Braja. Text 351.
Viyogini nam apipandatim vo na yogino gandam apikshamanti yadhyeya rupasya padasya pungso yuyangatadhyeya padangdorapam.
O gopis separated from Lord Krishna, even the great yogis are not able to travel your path. They meditate on the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Supreme Person meditates on you. This is your rare good fortune. Author unknown.
Udhave drishte sakim pati shri radha vakyam.
Srimati Radharani's words to her gopi friend on seeing Uddhava. Text 352.
Kalyanam katayami kim sahachadi svairishu shashvatpura yasyanam asaniditam rodipo pranishwariti tvaya saham prema vidabhayat priyatamam drishtvapi dutam prabho sandishtasmina veti sanshayabati prichami no kinchana.
O friend, what good thing will I tell you? You used to approach my rivals, speak my name, and affirm that I was the queen of Lord Krishna's life. Now when I see this messenger, I become afraid he will tell me that Krishna's love for me has broken. I refuse to hear his message. I will not ask him any question.
Sri Ramachandra Das. Sri Radham Pratyudhavamakim.
Uddhava's statement to Srimati Radharani. Text 353.
Malinam nayanam bodharaya mukachandram kadabodamakuru karuna vadonalayo haris dvahibuya karunam vidasyati.
O beautiful thighed Radharani, don't stain your moon-like face with these tears from your eyes. Lord Hari, who is an ocean of mercy, will be merciful to you again.
Sri Shastivar Das. Uddhavam prati radha saki vakyam.
The words of Srimati Radharani's gopi friend to Uddhava. Text 354.
Ahasto dadeva nihitayaka kapola pane ashranta lochana dalasna pitana naya prastana mangala dinavade madhavasya nidra lavo pikuta eva sororo haksya.
She rests a cheek on her hand and bathes her face in continuous tears. Since the auspicious day of Krishna's departure, how could this lotus-eyed girl obtain even a moment's sleep?
Sri Harihara.
Text 355.
Nishchandanani manijamapi mandirani nishpallavani chadigantadakananani nishpanka janapi sarit sarasi kolani jatani tanvadah vedanayasa shantam.
There is no sandalwood incense in the homes of the Vaishyas. There are no flowers in any forest. There are no lotuses in the waters of the rivers and streams. Because of the torture of separation from Krishna, no one is peaceful.
Sri Harihara.
Text 356.
Pranastam jagatam hare dapi parasankita venu swanam adaya vajasumbhruvamaya bhavan margo padeshe guruhu aham ho matad nishkutani lasakesam pratyapi shripate angasparsha pavitta shitalatanu stratata mekosinah.
O breeze, you are the life breath of all the universes. By picking up the sound of Krishna's flute and revealing the path to him, you formerly became the leader of the beautiful eyebrowed girls of Braja. O breeze from the gardens of Mathura, by touching the transcendental body of Lord Krishna, you have become very pure and cool. At this moment, you are our only protector.
Sri Ramachandra Das.
Radha Sakya Eva Krishna Sandesha. A letter to Krishna from Radha's gopi friend. 357.
Tvandisha gatamarutin namburduna sanjata romancheya. Tvandrupan katachar chitta palake santarpayantya drisham. Tvannama mitasikta karna putaya tvan margavata yane. Tvanvya panchamagita garbhita gera ratrandivam stiyate.
The gentle breeze blowing from the place where you stay makes the hairs on her body stand up. She satisfies her eyes by showing them the beautiful picture of your transcendental form. Her ears are sprinkled with the nectar of your name. With her words filled with songs in the fifth raga, day and night this slender girl stays by the window overlooking the path where you might return.
Sri Trivikram.
Text 358.
Ange nanga dvadahuta bahas chakshusi dhyana mudra kante jiva kadakishalaye dirgashahi kapola angse venu kushapadisare chandanam bachi maunam tasya sarvam stitamitinacha tvam vina kvapi chetaha.
Flames of amorous yearning burn her body. The mark of rapt meditation rests in her eyes. Her life rests in her throat. Her cheek rests for a long time on her flower bud hand. Her braid rests on her shoulder. Sandalwood paste rests on her breasts. Silence rests in her words. These things rest firmly in their places, but her heart and mind cannot rest anywhere without you.
Sri Chaimendra. Text 359. Drishte chandamasi parlupta tamasi vyo manganasthesi spurjan nirmalate jasi tvahikate duram nijapreyasi shvasakkai dabakodaki yati mukham tasya sarojiyati chirondi yati manmato tikapicha drakchandakanti yati.
When she sees that you, her beloved, the splendid moon that dispels the darkness in the courtyard of the sky, have gone far away, her sighs become like lotus buds, her face becomes like a lotus flower with petals closed, her love for you becomes like a churning ocean of milk with great waves, and her eyes become like two melting Chandrakanta jewels.
Sri Bhima Bhatt.
Text 360.
Asya sada vidhavan nishikha kalapa tapte stito sibidhye tamiha priyaya brale yashika dasame vidite morari radhakshanam vasati naiva kadapi dhurte.
O Chidu Krishna, you eternally stay in your lover Radha's heart, which burns with flames of separation from you. Still, Radha cannot stay for even a moment in your heart, which is as cold as ice and snow.
Sri Shankara.
Text 361.
Asyastapamaham mukunnakatayam yen nindrishaste katam padminyasadasandalam vinihitam yasyasatapi rudi adau shishati sankuchatyanutatashchurnatvam apadnyati pushchan mumudatam dadandhati chasvasavadutakshikhi.
O Mukunda, how will I describe the sufferings of this doe-eyed girl? Her sighs constantly fan the flames of her suffering. When a beautiful lotus petal is placed on her burning breast, it first becomes dried, then becomes shriveled, then turns to powder, and then becomes a blazing dust fire.
Sri Shantikara.
Text 362.
Udhuye tatanulate tinalini patre nanodvijate spotaksyatiti nangakam malayajachodam basasichate. Syada syati barat paramhava ati prayona vapallava ropo vaksasi tatkatam krishatano adhi samadhiyatam.
Because the vine of her body may violently tremble, we do not fan her even with a single lotus petal. Because she may become overwhelmed, we do not sprinkle her body with sandalwood powder and water. Because she may become crushed by the great burden, we generally do not place even a flower on her breast. How may the disease of the slender girl's heart become cured? Sri Ananda. Text 363. Radha is again and again attacked by the sharp arrows of Cupid. If she may live in the protection of your thunderbolt heart, that will be very good for her. Author unknown. Text 364.
Unmilanti nakailunihi vahati chaman chalena vrnu. Krida kanana mavishanti balayakpanai samutrasaya ittam ballavadakshina nilakohu kanti susanketika vyahara subhagatvadi evadahe radha sakhi namitha.
They are blooming. Cut them with fingernails. It is blowing. Stop it with the edge of your sari. They are now entering the pastime forest. Frighten them away with the tinkling of your bracelets. O handsome Krishna, afflicted by separation from you, Radha's friends spoke about the blooming flowers, pleasant southern breeze, and cooing cuckoos in this way. Sri Shambhu. Text 365.
Galatye ka mucha bhavati punaranya yadanayo kimapyasin madhyang subhagana kalayam apinishi. Likintyas tatrasya kusamashadalekam tabakuti samaptim swastiti patamapadabhago pinagata.
One evening, one of the gopis fainted, and then a second, and gradually all the gopis fainted. O handsome Krishna, one gopi tried to write a love letter to you, but she became overwhelmed and was unable to complete the first word, swasti. Sri Shachipati.
Text 366.
When she meditated on you in order to draw your picture, Kamadev drew his bow. When her two fingers moved to grasp the paintbrush, Kamadev placed an arrow on the bowstring. When she began to draw, Kamadev shot his arrow. She was severely wounded. O Keshava, she fainted, and for a long time she was as motionless as a painted picture. Sri Bhana. Text 367.
Constantly
meditating on you in her heart, and imagining that you had appeared before her, she made her arms like a bracelet around you. Her hair standing up, she passionately embraced her own body for a long time. When I saw her, I thought her tears were a monsoon rain in disguise. Author unknown. Text 368.
Achinnam dainyam nyastamasheshatak parijane chinta guru bhyorpite aryashvak kilanivritim vajati sasvasyay param kindhyate vishramdo bhava viprayoga janitam dukkam vibhaktam tvaya.
In the presence of some friends, she sheds continuous tears. To other friends, she narrates her grief. From other friends, she humbly begs mercy. And because of her superiors and elderly relatives, she is anxious. These are the ways she suffers in separation from you. Please become peaceful. She will become happy today or tomorrow. She is really tortured only by the constant sighing.
Sri Rudra.
Asya eva sa pranayershyam jalpitam. Her words mixed with love and anger.
Text 369. Mukamadhuya samridna padabidhyasya grahitari pasabham. Krishnatmani padapurase saudabdhikamasikashari rasha.
The dark-complexioned Supreme Personality of Godhead is expert at capturing the hearts of others with the sweet handsomeness of His face. What hope is left for a person who desires friendship with Him?
Sri Jagannath Sen.
Vrajadevi Nam Soprasa Sandesha. A joking message from the goddesses of Vraja.
Text 370.
Vacha tritiya jana shankata dukshtaya kim kimba nimesha vidase nivilokitena he nata nanda suta gokala sundari nam antashchari sahachari twahi bhaktireva.
What is the use of talking with you in a solitary place? What is the use of gazing at you with unblinking eyes? O Lord, O son of Nanda, it is the love they bear for you in their hearts that is the only real friend of the beautiful girls in Gokula.
Author unknown.
Yatharta Sandesha, a very appropriate letter.
Text 371. Mulali kala nipranaya gudalanja badamapya jiganan vidahetava gopikakatam samayunta gamayunto madhavo.
When they heard the sweet sounds of your flute, they were not shy before their superiors. Why should the gopis become shy now that they are separated from you?
Sri Shastidas.
Text 372.
Matadapatakamarade tupugeyam dadiballavi vachanam punanabhyamana salale kaliya garadanalo dhulati.
O traveler to Mathura, at Lord Krishna's door, please speak this message from the gopis. The fire of Kaliya's poison again burns in the Yamuna's water.
Sri Vira Saraswati.
Dwaravati stasya hare viraha. Lord Krishna's feelings of separation in Dwaraka.
Text 373. Kalindi manukula komaladayamindi vara shamala sailopandu bhavakadam kusumara mordina kandaram radam cha patamabhisada madhuram jatam utapasmaran astu dvadavati patishti bhuvanamo daya damodara.
Remembering the gently flowing Yamuna River, the area around Govardhan Hill, dark with blue lotuses, and the valleys fragrant with many kadamba flowers, and also remembering sweetly beautiful Radha during their first meeting, he became filled with pain. May Lord Damodar, the king of Dwaraka, delight the three worlds.
Sri Sharana.
Text 374.
Kamam kamayate nakili nalini namodate kamudi nisyandayana samihate magadushamalapalilamapi sidan esha nishasu nikshatanur bogabilashalasar angaistam yati chetasi vajavadhumadhaya mugdohari.
He does not wish the pastime lotus flower. The moonlight does not please him. He does not try to playfully talk with his doe-eyed queens. He spends the evening sitting down, pale, wan, and languid, without desiring to enjoy anything. A Vrajagopi staying in his heart, Lord Hari is stunned.
Sri Sharana.
Text 375.
Ratna chaya chudita jaladha mandire dvarakaya Rukminyapi prabalapulakon vedamalingi tasya Vishwam bhayan masuna yamunati devani de kunje Radha keli badapadimala dhyana muchamurari.
Even though tightly embraced by Rukmini Devi in a jeweled palace in Dwarka by the sea, Lord Krishna, remembering the fragrance of Srimati Radharani's transcendental pastimes in the Vanura grove by the lovely shore of the Yamuna, suddenly fainted.
Sri Umapati Dara.
Text 376.
Nimagne namayambasi panayatak pali samalingita Ghenali kamidamtava dikatitam radhi mudhatam yasi Ityut swapna parampara sushayane shutpavachak shangino Rukminya shitili kutak sakapitam kanta graha patuva.
Now I am passionately embracing Pali in the water. Why do you speak angry words? O Radha, you pine for me in vain. Hearing these crooked words from Krishna as he slept on the bed, Rukmini stopped embracing his neck. May Lord Krishna protect you all.
Sri Umapati Dara.
Vrindavanadishwari Vidaha Gitam. The Queen of Vrindavan's Words of Separation. Text 377.
Yate Vadavati Puram Madhuripautan Vasta Sangvyanaya Kalindi Tatakunja Vandralatamalam Visot Kantaya Udgitam Guru Bashpa Gangadagalat Taraswadam Radhaya Yenanta Jalachari Bijalacharayap Yutkamut Kujitam.
When Krishna left for Dwarka, Radha wrapped herself in his garments and sat down by a charming vine in a grove on the Yamuna's shore. Filled with longing, she shed tears and sang in a shrill, choked-up voice. When the fish in the water heard her, they became anxious, thinking the singing the warbling of a predator crane or pelican.
Sri Aparajita.
Vraja Devinam Sandeshaha, a letter from the goddesses of Vraja. Text 378.
Panta dvadavatim prayasi yadi he tandevaki nandano Vaktavyas madamohamantra vivashagopyopi namo jita Eta kelikadam maduli patalara lokashunyo disha Kalindi tatabhumayo vibhavato nayanti chittaspadam.
O traveler, if you go to Dwarka, tell this to the son of Devaki. Now that you have rejected them, the gopis are overwhelmed by Kamadev's mantra charm, and their eyes are blinded by the kadamba pollen of your pastimes. In spite of all this, the shore of the Yamuna still does not enter your heart.
Sri Govardhan Acharya.
Text 379.
Te govardhana kandara sa yamana kaccha sa chesto vato bandhira sa vanaspati sa hachadaste tacha goshtanganam kinte dvadavati bhajanga vidhyam nayati doshayadapit yavmyadvo rididuksaham vajavadhu sandesha shalyam hare.
Why do Govardhan's caves, the Yamuna's shore, your favorite vata tree named Bandhira, the Kadamba tree at Kaliya Lake, your friends, and Vraja village not enter your heart, even to be criticized, O Debarchi of Dwarka? These words of the Vraja gopis were an unbearable javelin wounding Lord Hari's heart. May that javelin protect you all.
Sri Nila.
Text 380.
Kalindya bulinam pradosha madhutoram yashashankangshavo Santapam nahadantu namanitaram kubandikasmatpuna Sandishtam vadayoshitamati hadesam shinvaton takpure Nikshvasa pasutajayanti vamani saubhagi gurvachida.
The girls of Braja wrote Lord Krishna a letter that said, O Krishna, why is it that the constantly shining, charming moonlight and the constant breezes on the shore of the Yamuna are not able to cool the burning sufferings we feel?
When he heard these words within his palace, Krishna began to sigh. Those sighs broke into pieces the pride of his beautiful queens.
Sri Panchatantrakrit Sudamanam Vipram Pratidvarakeshwara Vakyam.
Words of Dwaraka's king to Sudama Vipra. Text 381.
Maga ittupa mangalam vajasake snehena shunyam vachas trishteti bhabutayata vilashitam kovyatyudasi nata bruma ohanda sudama mitta vachanam naivo pacharadidam smarta vyavayam adadena bhabutayavan bhavan darshanam.
Please don't go. Friend, it is not auspicious for you to speak these unloving words of your imminent departure. Stay here. You can be completely independent. You can do whatever you like. You can remain completely aloof. Oh, friend Sudama, I tell you, until I see you again, I will always remember you with reverence and love.
Shri Hari. Swagrihadikam drishtva tasya vachanam.
Sudama's words on seeing his home, possessions, and family. Text 382.
Tangehan natabiti mandadam idam lamdabakasham divo sade no jadati chadanti kadename taganabhagata satchundro musalanvani kalamidam sangeetakam yositam chittam hantakatam dijo yamiyatim bhumim samaropita.
Before, my home was a small shack with slanted walls. And now it is a heavenly palace. Before, I had only one old cow, and now there are many elephants moving like a great cloud. Before, there was only the occasional sound of the grinding mortar, and now there is the sweet singing of many women. This is very wonderful. How has this Brahman obtained a place like this?
Author unknown.
Kurukshetre Sri Vrindavanadishwari Cheshtitam. The Queen of Vrindavan's activities at Kurukshetra. Text 383.
Ye naiva suchita navabhyudeya prasanga minahata spudita tamada sopamena anyani milya nayanam mudita radha vamena tena nayanena dadarsha krishnam.
Jubilant, fortunate Radha closed her right eye, and with her left eye, which was like a glistening red lotus flower pushed by a fish, gazed at Lord Krishna.
Sri Hara.
Text 384.
Anandor gata baspapoda pihitam chakshuchamam nekshitun bahu sidata eva kamba vidurdao shaktaun kanta grahe vani sambrama gangadakshada pada sankshom halolam mana satyam vallabha sangamo pisuchada jato vihogayate.
Her eyes flooded with tears and could no longer see. Her arms were overwhelmed with trembling and could not wrap themselves around his neck. Her choked voice could speak no words, and her heart was restless. After such a long time, the meeting with her lover was just like her separation from him.
Sri Shubhra.
Rahasyananayantam Krishnam Prati Radha Vakyam. Lord Krishna tries to console Srimati Radharani with sweet words in a solitary place, and she replies in the following way.
Text 385. Kim badante lutasi vimana swami no hi swatantra kinchit kalam kvachadabhidatastatta kaste paradha agaskadan yahamiha yajivitam tvadviyoge bratri prana striya itinanu tvammamayvana neyaha.
Why have you fallen disconsolate at my feet? The husband is always independent. He may stay for some time, and then he may also go away. What fault is there on your part? It is I who am the sinner, for I remained alive even when separated from you. The wife should always consider her husband to be her very life and soul. It is I who should apologize to you.
Author unknown.
Tatraiva sakim prati shri radha vachanam. Srimati Radharani's words to a gopi friend at Kurukshetra.
Text 386. Sachai vasmitata pitata sudata vyapara lila vadhau reva roda sibeta sita nutale chetak samut kantate.
That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. Author unknown. Text 387.
Priyaksoyam Krishna Sahachadi Kuru Chetamilitas Tatahaṃ sārādhā tadidhamo bhayo saṅgama sukhaṃ tatāpyanta kelaṃ madadamo radhi panchamadushe manome kalindi purlinavipanāya spahayati.
My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant. But still, I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. Sri Rupa Goswami. Samaptau Mangala Charanam. Auspicious conclusion. Text 388.
Mugdhe munta bishadamatta balabit kampogodas jajitam sadbhavam bhaja pundari kanayane manyani man manaya lakshmim shikshayatak swayam badavadhaudan bantare vakchalad ityanya patishedam atmani vidhim shinvan hari patuva.
O beautiful girl, reject Shiva, reject Indra, Varuna, and Brahaspati. O lotus-eyed girl, worship the transcendental personality of Godhead and reject all the others. May Lord Hari, who overheard Dhanvantari as he was instructing Lakshmi Devi to select the Lord as her husband, protect you all. Author unknown. Text 389.
Yadavangshavatangsaya Vrindavana Viharine Sangsar Sagarotara Tadaye Hadaye Namaha.
To Krishna, the crown of the Yadu dynasty, the Lord who enjoys transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan, and the boat for crossing the ocean of repeated birth and death, I offer my respectful obeisances. Sri Avilamba Sarasvati. Text 390.
Brahmyan Basvada Mandara Dichikada Vyagatana Visporat Keyuda Putohut Kunda Dakada Bragbada Sangvardhina Daityendra Pramadaka Pola Bilasat Patrankora Chedino Dordanda Kalikala Kalmashamushak Kansa Vishak Pantuva.
May Lord Krishna's arms, which are decorated with armlets glistening because of striking the splendid summit of Mount Mandara, which eclipse the beauty of the forepart of the elephant Airavata's trunk, which break the decoration on the cheeks of the great demon's wives by turning them into widows, and which remove the sins of the age of Kali, protect you all. Sri Yogeshwara. Text 391.
Jayadeva Bilva Mangala Mukha Kutaye Tasanti Sandarbha Tesham Bandhani Vanasama Matani Tadangatro.
Jayadeva Goswami, Bilva Mangal Thakur, and other famous authors have written many books. Without referring to their verses, I have assembled the work of other less famous authors in this book. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 392.
Lasadunjala lasasumana gokala kula palaka likalitak Madabib sitamabidundat tananatamal kalpapada pankopi.
I pray that the young Tamal Kalpavriksha tree, expert in enjoying splendid amorous pastimes and worshipped by the pious girls of Gokula, will grant my desire. Sri Rupa Goswami. Thus ends the Padyavali.